What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about timeless rules for mental health. And this topic couldn't be more fitting. It's September. A lot of people finished their summer vacations. A lot of you guys may be going back to university, or you took some weeks off from your full-time job and you're back in the grind, or you own a business. Regardless of what your current situation is, I know that a lot of people are going through quite a bit of stress, and I wanted to talk about this. Now, before I start, as usual, please share this podcast with someone that you know may be stressed out, someone that you know may be a bit anxious about their current situation. This post can definitely help them out. It's not 4 points, it's only 3 super actionable points, and I know that they will thank you for it. All right, point number 1, put your physical activity, diet, and sleep first. Now, as an entrepreneur, Game Changers, you know how hard it is to stop thinking about the business. It's very hard to think about anything else but how to make money, how to survive, how to pay the bills, how to quit your job. But the weird situation that you find yourself in when you do that is that anything else around you stops counting in your life. So you don't work out, you stop eating well, you don't sleep well. And the problem is that if you do that for an extended period of time, and it doesn't have to be years, I'm really talking about weeks, is that your performance will start declining. So even though you're quote unquote working 2-3 more hours a day, you're actually overall being less and less productive over time because the quality of the work that you're putting out is not nearly as good as if you were actually working on a balanced lifestyle. All right, so make sure to put your physical activity, diet, and sleep in your calendar before anything else. Once that's taken care of, then that's when you build your to-do lists. That's when you set your SMART goals, so on and so forth. All right, point number 2, you want to stay in the moment and don't ruminate. Ruminate meaning you don't want to always think about different things over and over and over again. You want to stay in the moment. Game Changers, this happens to a lot of people. When you start seeing some success in your life, you get very excited. And this is what happens, okay? You're doing some work. Let's say you're trying to create a podcast, right? So you start creating a podcast, start recording the episodes. And then what happens is you can't stop thinking about how amazing it will be once your podcast gets to 1,000 downloads or 10,000, 100,000 downloads. And you get very excited and you start thinking about how far you have come. That's an issue, because when you are in the moment and when you're working on a project, you shouldn't be thinking about how amazing your project will look like a year or 2 years down the road. And that's a big mistake that a lot of beginners make. They always get lost in their thinking, in their thoughts about something that's going to happen in the future, and they sacrifice the present moment. So they spend about an hour sitting down and trying to work on the business, but maybe 40 minutes they're actually working on the business, and the other 20 minutes they are just excited about how bright the future is going to look like. And this is a big thing that happens to a lot of people that for the first time understand that they don't have to work 9-to-5 for the rest of their lives. It's super exciting. That feeling of knowing that you're so close to actual freedom gets you super pumped. It's amazing because it motivates you, but it also distracts you from the task at hand. So when you work, make sure to stay in the moment and don't think about anything else. Point number 3, you don't want to be hard on yourself. Seek growth, not perfection. And again, this happens to a lot of beginners because they go from having this mindset, this fixed mindset of my life is going to be the same until I die, basically, until I retire. And then they realize that there's so much more in life, and they just want to become millionaires, they want to buy things and travel the world, and they want to do all these awesome things that, you know, they see online. And if they're not there yet, after a month, 2 months, a year, they start getting down on themselves. And that's the reason why a lot of entrepreneurs suffer from anxiety and depression. And again, it's a elephant in the room. A lot of people are starting to talk more and more about this topic. But the easiest way for you to combat this is to always think about how far you've come, not how long it will take to get to this future self, this version of your future self that you're not there yet, okay? That's very important. Seek growth every single day. Are you getting better? Are you doing courses? Are you learning how to be a better leader? Did you learn something about accounting, finance? Did you learn about sales? I mean, there are so many things that you can celebrate every single day. And again, it's in the nature of business. As an entrepreneur, you will fail. So if you're gonna get down on yourself and you're gonna be hard on yourself because you were not perfect, you're always gonna be unhappy. And we talked about this in my old episodes with Nate Fencher just a week ago or 3 days ago. We talked about this. There's a lot of people out there that want results right away. They want them fast. And because they don't get them, they get down on themselves and then they quit. You don't wanna be that person. You wanna be the person that knows exactly what they're getting into when they start, which is not perfection, but growth. See growth, you're gonna be happy in the long run, and you're really going to appreciate the journey and not only the destination. So I hope these 3 points were helpful for you. Don't get down on yourself, see growth, and stay in the moment. Take care of yourself, take care of your sleep, physical activity, and until next time, up your game.